So John chapter 5, we were talking about the eye of the heart. This is one of the great secrets the Lord operated in with the Father, is the capacity to have the eye of your spirit, the eye of your heart, constantly connected. So John 5 verse 19, then answered Jesus and said unto him, verily, verily, when he says very, verily, it means you need to pay attention, because he's like, truly, truly. This is one of those truly, trulies. So the Son can do nothing of himself. So how many of you ever get to that place? You got to get to that place. You got to get to the place where you if you run into a wall and if your own sufficiencies and you can do nothing, that's actually not a bad place. You can't stay there. That's only phase one. But the phase two is being able to see what the Father did. He goes, but he can only do what he seeth the Father do. And actually he said, the Father worketh hitherto. Now I'm going to work. The Father works in the arena of his creative imagination. That's where he works. When the Father creates a will and a plan within himself, he actually authors it and finishes it within himself. Once he allows, I have no idea how he does this, but once he allows himself to create a will, a predestined image for us personally, corporately, nationally, he authors it and then completes it in himself. And once it's completed himself, that's his work. And then he invites you into the living part of that to see what he does. It's not just the seeing, like prophetically, it's the seeing, it's the translation of your entire belief system into that living, creative, I call it a creative day. It's not a 24-hour day, it's a season. But he opens a season and he transports you and you begin to live in the reality of the living, creative design of God, which is a glorious place to live. If we live there more, we'd have more victory in our life. But what happens is the enemy controls this system that we try to function in. And what happens if we try to function too much in our own accord, we're going to run into ourselves, or we're going to run into God's hand saying, hey, this can't be done in accordance of your sufficiency. I need you to let go and move out of that system. And that's why we have to break out of the realms of warfare, or the realms of our own sufficiency, or the realms of being walled up or running into walls. Because you run into a wall doesn't, I hear people sometimes they'll run into a wall and they say, well, it must not have been God's will. A lot of times it is definitely God's will. It's the way we're approaching and how the fundamental approach to how that's going to be orchestrated. So it can't be done through us, and it can't be done through the familiarity of where we are. We got to get out, like Moses, example, in the war with Amalek, if you remember. Well, that particular enemy can't be won in the middle of that warfare. You'll never, Amalek means wearisome, tiresome, human sufficiency, human effort, toil, labor, annoyance, hardship. It's the same warfare that the Lord spoke to me, that we talked on Sunday, when he said, if your eye be singularly interwoven into me, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye be evil, that word evil is not so much, it does mean sin, it does mean darkness, but it actually, about 85% of that word, it means poneris, say poneris. The poneris eye means toil, labor, harassment, annoyance. It's work's toil. It's what was upon Egypt. It's what it was upon the, it was the Amalek spirit that Moses and them were fighting with. And so when you're in the middle of an Amalek type of operation where there's toil and labor and hardship, harassment, and you start feeling that atmosphere, things get very abnormal very quick. And sometimes it's very confusing because there is definitely things surrounding that are resisting in the realm of the spirit, and they cause people to change. It causes such an atmosphere confusion. See, if you try to fight that battle in the middle of that, you're never going to win that. It's just going to wear you out. That's why Moses was instructed to leave the battlefield. He left the battlefield and he went up in the mountain of God. And that's when Aaron and Hur held up his arms. See, you got to get in. The Lord did this. Even the Lord would leave the battlefield. He would leave the ministry fields, and he'd go up into the mountain with his Father. In fact, if you study his revivals, if you'll put all the revivals together, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll find that every single one of them, he just came out of the mountain of God. Now, they may not all list that, but if you'll put them all together, you'll see that one of them will say he just came out of the mountain. And every time he'll come out of the mountain, he'll unload everything he just received from his Father. And so he also had to retreat into the Father. And a lot of the seeing that we do, I can only do what I see the Father doing. We can't see properly in the middle of warfare, in the middle of a battlefield. You can't see that. Your spiritual eye was different than an Old Testament saint. An Old Testament saint, they were still spiritually dead on the inside. We're not. Our spirit was made alive, and our eye, the veil was torn away, and we have open face. We all with open face. The open face is the open eye of the spirit man. I can behold things. I can behold mysteries. I can behold realms. I can move into realms. Now, Abraham and David could move in the realms because they moved into our dispensation through accounted righteousness. The Bible said they did. So they were able to move freely into our realms. That we get free now. But this open face now, we have a capacity to see. But just because we're born again, that eye was not designed to abide alone. That eye was designed to be moved into the presence of the Lord himself. That eye was to be moved, he says, where I am, to be called out from the circumstances, are called out from the jurisdictions of the earth, are called out from the familiarity, are called out from your own self, and get that eye in the presence of the Lord. And then the Lord would bring your eye into the presence of the Father. But when the eye of your spirit man is joined with the Lord properly on a daily basis, your whole spiritual being is going to be filled with a light and a glorious light. And you're going to stay full, and you're going to stay on the mountain, and you're going to be able to handle warfare that comes against you, and you're not going to fall apart. You're going to be able to be steady in times other people are not. Amen. And you're always going to be ready because you're going to have the kind of light you need to walk in. But more than that, not just that kind of light is one thing, but the next phase of that's even greater, because in that phase, you'll start being introduced into the Father's creative realm, into the Father's creative thought, into the mysteries of God. He'll start opening the eyes of your spirit, and the Father will start giving you assignment from above. Birthing assignments that just don't come out of your regular mantled anointing. How many of you have been around a long time, long enough? You know, you got a regular mantle anointing. You know what I'm talking about? It's going to show up. It's going to show up. You got your regular mantle anointing, but we're trying to birth into something that's greater than us. To do that, we're going to get our eye into the presence of the Lord. So when Moses came out of that battlefield, he could see more clearly because he got on top of the mountain. See, that's where we're going to see. That's where we're going to navigate. But also where we're going to connect into the Father, because the Lord, he is the administrator. He's the high priest of your eye. He's the one that's going to fix you, cut. He's going to circumcise. He's the one that's going to fill you. But he's getting you ready to present you into the Father. Now, the Father's going to love you. As a son, he'll love you as an orphan, but when it comes time to joint heir stuff with joint heir baptisms and joint heir birthings, well, he's going to build you up, and he's going to start bringing you the presence of the Father, and the Father's going to start giving heavenly assignment. Amen. He's going to start giving you mandate for birthing. Birthing mandates. Birth something that's not here right now. Birth something that's not in your life. Birth something that's not in your church. Birth something that's not in your city yet. You see that? That kind of birthing assignment. All of that's going to come out of this eye. And we have to have the kind of light, because the enemy will convolute it. And when you try to birth something, he's going to try to convolute your eye to get you in distraction, harassments, and toils, so he can get that system up into you. If he gets that system up into you, it breaches the birthing process of God. It breaches it. Sometimes it'll breach it for whole seasons. People will just check out, and then they check back in. Amen? But what God wants from us is to learn the discipline of keeping our spirit and the eye of our heart in the presence of the Lord for circumcision. That's why even when they were on the edge of the promised land, like we said Sunday, got them right up to the Jordan. You remember, got them right up to the Jordan. And suddenly, right there in the Jordan, and he got a, as soon as they got into Gilgal, he said, circumcise again. See, he knew that they had, from the spirit of Egypt, the bondage of Egypt, the way, see, we've got to have a continual circumcision from the world and then a continual baptism from the union of God. This will keep us standing in the midst of the light and the glory, and we'll have our edge that we need to birth something from the realm of the impossible. Because that's what God's asking the heirs to do in this last days, is to birth from the realm of impossible. The birth out, not what. It's easy to fall back in what you have. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I got an anointing. Everybody's got an anointing. You can fall back into it. But you can't just ride that thing all your life, because after a while, it doesn't satisfy you anymore. Because something's calling you. Something in your spirit's calling you, something greater. And what is not satisfying. How many of you ever got into what is and has the t-shirt, rode the donkey, and I mean, you got 10 of them up in your closet. The what is won't satisfy anymore. I mean, we all have done this. I mean, I used to travel the conference circuits. We're hungry. But after a while, when you do this a lot and you get out there a lot, you'll start seeing after a while, and I'm not judging it, what happens, there's a certain ceiling that goes with all of it. In the beginning, it's just awesome. It's like, give me more. My name is Jimmy. I'll take all you give me. But then after a while, it all kind of has the same taste to it. Your spirit knows there's something more. And to get the more, you're not going to find it in the what is. So you got to leave the buffet table and go up to God's table. Wisdom is building her house, hewing out her seven pillars. She's killed the beast. She's mingled the wine. She's spread a table. And you blessed is the man watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors to come into my house, because we're going to have to eat from another realm. If we're going to partake, if we're going to minister another realm, we're going to have to eat from another realm. And the first thing to do that, what's going to keep you bearing or keep your eye in that frequency of that place is you have to learn how to keep this eye in the presence of the Lord. Because without it, you lose that compass or that bearing. How many of you know what I'm talking about? If you lose the bearing, you just start waking up not knowing where you're going. But when you're with God and you stay with Him, you'll know where you're going. You know what you're doing. You know you're on assignment. You know, because you can see. Everything revolves around being able to see. Amen? To see what the Father's doing is the greatest realm there is. Amen? I can function in my anointing and not have to always see what the Father's doing in my regular anointing, but the one that I'm pressing into now, I can't function without seeing what He's doing. Does that make sense? I can't function. I have to see. And to see, I got to keep this eye in the presence of the Lord. So if that eye be singularly interwoven, that is alpha placo. Single. This is alpha placo. Alpha is in Christ. Placo means to basket, a weaving of the basket. If your eye be singularly interwoven on a continual basis into the Lord, your whole body is going to remain full. And it's not easy. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. There are days you're just not going to want to do it. But when you learn to be trained in this realm, you'll learn you don't want to miss very many days because your eye gets clouded over. How many of you know what I'm talking about? When your eye gets connected into the Lord, they'll get clouded over. If you miss too much, you won't be able to see. And for those who see, seeing is everything. For those who are in the realm, seeing puts me in the frequency. Seeing me causes me to move. Seeing causes me to be every day where I need to be, because I land in a realm with God every day. There's this realm, and I'm landing in a future realm with God. Future from where we are now in God is just a realm. It's already done. In the done realm, I'm operating in the done realm. To operate in the done realm, you land in the same place all the time. You understand what I'm saying? You go there. See that I have given. You go every day, and the same glory is there every day. Every day, the same glory. It's a realm that hasn't yet manifested here, but it's manifesting in the Father. In that realm with God, you can't just go land in that realm every day if you are not keeping that eye with God all the time. You won't be able to get there. You'll get convoluted because Well, you move in the kingdom by how the way you see. Amen. I see the door. I see the throne. I see the lily's grace. I see the Father's room. I see the realm of joint heirship. That's a realm. For those who move in it, you have to see that. I see the other side. Oh, well, what is that? Penuel. I see what God's doing here. I see what he's doing beyond Penuel, Jericho. I see what he's doing beyond Jericho, Mount Hebron. I see realms now that are in front of us. But I don't just see them, I dwell. That's the beauty of where we're going. The eye of the heart kept in the presence of the Lord. He'll put it in the creative days of the Father, and the Father invites you in to dwell. That's the higher levels of seeing. Amen. It's the higher levels of leadership, but these are the realms you birthing realms. Amen. Say the birth. This is what Abraham was subjected to. The Father took him out into himself. He said, walk before my face today, you'll be perfect. He brought him up into his face and he walked him out into his future. And as he did, he would speak over him. Your name has been Abram. What it really said, it says, your name has been Abraham. Your kings have come out from your loins. A father of many nations I made thee. If you see the translation that happened in Romans, Romans says it. A father of many nations I have made. Romans captured that. And when you go back to the literal translations of what happened in the literal, it says, thy name has been Abraham. Because when God met Abraham, he says, you're going to walk before my face today. See, that's what we're doing. This is the face of God. The face of God is the final frontier. It's the boldly go into the Father. The face of God is everything, because if you understand the glory of God and the face of God, you're going to get exposed to him who was, him that is, and him that is to come. And when you do, there's no limitation in the Father. And here's the power realm. The power of the birthing realm is to get out in front of where you're at. A father of many nations, this is the faith of Abraham. I have made. Joshua, see that I have given. This happened to Abraham. And when he would take him to a certain level, that day he walked out in his face, he said, a father of many nations, I have made thee. Kings have come out from your loins. See, he took him all the way and confirmed Christ in his loin that day. That's when the Lord said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it. That's the day he saw it. He walked out into the face of the Father. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Have I lost you yet? Okay. Well, Joshua, it happened to Joshua. We saw it in Jericho. It happened to Jacob at Penuel. That's where the first face-to-face meeting and a transformation resulted in it. So I'm just saying, in the beginning with this eye, no matter where you're at, when you learn to keep that eye in the presence of God, the Lord is going to bring you into his glory. It's his ultimate will. He says, I will that you be with me. Now, you may not be in that realm yet, but that is the realm the Lord wants you in. He goes, I will that you be with me where I am, that you may behold the glory of my Father. So when he starts leading you with that eye, he's going to start bringing you into the glory realm. And when he does, he's going to start bringing you realms beyond where you're at. Right? But where he is he takes you in. He said, tell them to be patient in this realm and tell them that I will bring them into this realm if they will bring their eye to me on a daily basis in position. That's why he said, if any man's going to follow me, let him take up his cross and what? Follow. You're going to take up your cross and follow. You're going to have to die to your will, or the will even of the flesh, or the will of the eye of the heart. The eye can serve the world just like it can serve God. But that eye gets properly circumcised and properly positioned and properly abiding in the Lord. The Lord is going to put your eye in the glory realm of the Father. And that's where the juice is. That's what we're looking for. That's where the creative realm. That is where that gnawing in your spirit It's saying there's more. They won't ever leave you alone because you're hungry. You wouldn't be here if you weren't hungry. You're hungry. You got that gnawing hunger. You know what I'm talking about? And it's like he never can satisfy. It's calling you to a realm that's beyond where you are. This is that realm. This is where he wants, because there's a satisfaction, because you don't have to wait for God to do it, to show up. You can go into the realm. It's done. And we do this every day now. We can land there, praise God. And other than the enemy doesn't fight, but see, the enemy can't go past this realm. And he can't go past now. And so he wants to keep you either in the past or into now. He can't go into the next realm, but you can. That's part of your operation with God, is you get to move out into the realm of him that was and is to come. And he'll take you into the creative realm of the Father. That's the realm of the joint heirs. That is where things are going to get birth on a global scale. This is the kind of anointings that people get, and they come out of the realm of the glory and they change the generation they live in, because they came out from a realm that's not here. Amen? That's the price, but it's a glorious place, and it's glorious all the way. We're going to get that I position, understanding what the Lord is there for. He is there to receive you. He is there to be the doctor. He's going to be a circumcision. He might have to cut away some things, but he's going to do all that. And then he's going to get that I positioning himself, positioned in his righteousness, positioned in his rest, and then he's going to position us into the Father. The first thing the Father's ever going to do when you start really being joined with the Father where he is love you. Amen? Because we need it. He got to love you, but then he's going to start sharing his creative design for your life. And that's the realm that we've been preaching into, touching into, the face of God realm. The Penuel or the Panim, it's the same thing. It's the operation. When God brings you before his face, you will change. You will be transformed. And God, through that transformation, will multiply that new transformed place in you. And he'll multiply, because that's Christ in you, he'll multiply that into all nations. That is where the glory realm is, the transformation. So we're going to stand in Penuel again. You think we forgot about Penuel? To me, I don't care how long we stand, because there's no going back. I'm not turning around for anything. I'm going to stand, and he led us here. I'm going to stand here. I'm not going to let go. Haven't let go. The anointing without measure is the realm of the Father. That's where the Lord operated in, because it didn't matter what couldn't be done on the earth. If he could see the Father doing it, he wasn't just seeing prophetically. He would dwell. He watched the Father. He partook of the Father working. In the Father's realm, you just don't see it. You get actively engaged in it. You'll feel it, touch it, taste it, smell it. We can smell the lilies of a new day. There's a certain day that we have culminates this realm the Father brought us into, and it's a wedding. I can say that much. It's a wedding day. Ann and I are going to get married again. It's a very special wedding day, because it symbolizes so many things, but it's an actual day that's going to happen. And there's certain place it's going to happen at, and there's lilies all over the place. There's like 20 full lily sprays. They're in the pillars are wrapped in lilies. But when you get into the realm, because this particular wedding day culminates a whole day that's happened in the Father. And it's a celebration of what has happened and what Father birthed. And he finished it, and he culminated in this particular day with his wedding. We say what we see. It's a poetry. Don't, like I said the other day, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green. No, no, no. You got, the Lord is my shepherd. You got to see and feel he makes me lie down. You got to see the pasture you're lying down. You got to feel the serenity of the still water. See, you feeling, seeing, saying, touching, tasting. Then when we get to that part, I can smell the lily, because you're in a living, creative day. That's what I'm saying, that when you're participating in this realm, but what it's doing and the purpose of it is to get your belief system out from this realm called the earth, circumstance, familiarity, the enemy's assignments, his now realm or past realm, that he's constantly barraging you with 100% evidence that this will never happen. But when you translate, see, we walk out into the living day, we see it, we say it, we speak it. But now in the other realms, he starts adding as we start experiencing the glory. We start smelling, we start getting transported into a living realm. It's pretty cool. Because the presence is there. That's the remarkable thing. There is a glory there that I can't even find in services. I can't even find in my own anointing. I'm like, I just come to service. I'm like, but where I really want to be is in that glory. Because that glory is far, it far exceeds, because it's the glory of the next day. The glory of that next day is so much glorious in this day. Like, okay, think about where you'd be in your next level. Would it be more glorious than this level? Okay, well, that's what happens. But here's why. What it does to your belief system is no more. It's like against hope, you have believed in hope, staggering no more at the promise of God, fully persuaded. Say fully persuaded that what God had promised, he's performing, because you are not living in that realm anymore. You're living in the persuasion of the new day. And when your faith lands there every single day, it's just a matter of time, the God of the impossible. Because here's the beauty of it, and I'll close with this. Surely goodness and mercy will what? Follow. Signs, miracles, wonders, demonstration, manifestations will. So if you're moving out in front, the earth realm is a little bit slow. The earth realm is way slow. Don't even like how slow it is. It will eventually have to let go and follow. Because you're standing in the authority and dominion of the creative day of the Father. And it will be forced to let go. Do you know that all that day can start for you? It didn't start with a full-blown lilies and all of that. You know how it started? I took one word that God gave me from the realm. When God gives you a prophetic encounter, a prophetic word, how many of you ever get that mountaintop encounter? He'll come and just... You know, and you'll be, the glory of God will be all over, and you'll be, whoa, I'm ready to do it, because you feel the faith of it. And you're ready to jump out and do it right there, because he spoke it from another realm. He spoke it from the finished realm, and he brought that finished realm right up into your realm, and you feel the faith from it. See, that was God's invitation. That was an invitation, come and dream with me. I just took one of those words and started walking with him in it. I see that you have given. And I started agreeing with it. And I started seeing it. And I started saying it. And as I begin to do that every day, I just kind of take a little step further. Take a little bit further. And as I begin to do that, what happened? He started expanding the day. Expanding the day. And every time you go out, he's got a bigger day. More stuff's added. It's more glorious. That's the way the kingdom of God is first to see. And then as it grows up, even the imagery grows up, the day grows up, all of it grows up and out. It gets fuller and greater because you're in a different realm. Amen.